AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed out 2020 with record highs. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
In a day not reflective of the turbulent year, the S&P, Dow, and the Nasdaq wavered between small gains and losses most of the day, before all finishing the trading session in positive territory. The S&P gained 24 to a record 3,756, finishing up more than 16% for the year. The Nasdaq composite added 18 to 1,288. Powered by high-flying big tech stocks, it soared 43.6% for the year. And the Dow added 197 points on the day, closing at a new record of 30,606. The Blue Chip Index finished 2020 with a 7.2% gain, Apple and Microsoft leading the way. I'm Ben Thomas.
Minneapolis police released body cam video from a traffic stop last night that ended with a man shot to death. Madaria Arredondo is the police chief.
Anytime we have a situation where a life is lost, it can be very tragic. So our condolences to the family of the individual.
The video released made it difficult to make out much detail. This is the first police-involved death in Minneapolis since George Floyd died while being restrained by officers in May. Just back to the White House, President Trump praised the work done on a coronavirus vaccine.
Over and over again, we were told it would be impossible to deliver a vaccine by the end of the year. All of the experts said, absolutely unthinkable. Trump is exaggerating. It can't happen. And we did it.
California surpassed 25,000 coronavirus deaths since the start of the pandemic. Britain's long and sometimes acrimonious divorce from the European Union ended with an economic split. This is AP News. The number of people filing for unemployment dropped last week, but remained elevated to end the year.
2020 was the worst year for job losses by far.
Between February and April, the U.S. economy lost 22 million jobs. I mean, that's just, you know, a huge amount. During the Great Recession, we lost about 8 million jobs over a period of a couple of years.
Gus Fauché, the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, looking ahead to next year.
I don't think we'll see outright job losses, but certainly much weaker than what we saw, over the past, let's say half year or so. But I do think that by the spring, things will be getting better.
And because of all the businesses that have closed, Fauché doesn't think the job market will fully recover until 2023. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Vatican says a back condition has forced Pope Francis to skip an hour-long New Year's ceremony at St. Peter's Basilica. Ed Donahue, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.